One.
This is your announcer, Chuck Flandington. Hold on to your cock and balls, and be prepared to have your brain blown out of your cranium with 2 hours of hot molten fucking metal. It's time for the Metal Injection Livecast, brought to you by MetalInjection.net.
And we are on the air. On the air. Are we on the air? We are on the air.
Are we?
I'm pretty sure we're on the air.
You think you really are?
Yeah. Yeah, this is Metal Injection Livecast, Episode 2.
What is this?
The Metal Injection Livecast, Episode 2.
Wait, I'm sorry, Rob. Can you speak up? I can't hear you.
It's the Metal Injection Livecast, Episode 2. All right. We have a very eclectic bunch here this week.
Yeah, who are we?
Well, I'm Rob. You're Noah.
I am.
Returning for week number
Block
two.
Block Talk Radio.
Oh,
that's so glamorous for a woman.
We have the Block Talk Radio lady.
Speak up. I can't hear you.
It's the Metal Injection Livecast.
What?
What's going on? Oh, I see what's happening. I have the page for our show going on right now.
What dimension are we in?
That was crazy, guys. But also we have sitting in today, we have Sid. Sid, say hello.
Hello.
And Frank is here.
Hello.
And on the phone, live from his bedroom, right now, is 3D. Darren, are you there?
I think you meant to say my trailer. I'm in my trailer on the set of my new film.
Oh.
Out here in Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what? Nobody told you?
No, I didn't get the press release.
No, they're doing a biography of my life thus far, and I gotta tell you, it is some fascinating shit.
No, tell me about it.
Your life, or the trailer?
Just the trailer. My life's fucking boring.
Well, that makes more sense.
So how are you guys doing?
What are you, the host of the show now? What's going on here?
I'm a caller. Listen, will you guys play Welcome to the Jungle?
No.
I want to dedicate Welcome to the Jungle to my high school sweetheart. We've been married 33 years.
You want to give any shout-outs while you're at it?
I'd like to make a shout-out to the Blog Talk Radio lady. That bitch be banging.
So, Darren, let's talk about...
Blog Talk Radio.
There she is again.
She's
so
hot.
We were... Yeah?
So, Darren, are you on, like, life support? Is that what I heard?
What's going on here? Why aren't you here, Darren?
You want me to hang up?
No.
No.
What kind of question is that? Why are you here?
No, why are you not?
I'm actually taking the time to call in, and you insult me with... Some friend you are.
We just want to know what happened to your own life support. So not funny.
Who said I'm on life support? What kind of fucking rumors are you spreading?
Rob told me that you're on like a respirator, and
it was on Blabbermouth earlier today.
Wow, this is what happens when you make a fucking movie. People start talking shit about you. There's all kind of rumors about me now.
I'm just jealous that they made a movie about your life.
No. I meant the real movie that we made.
What?
Oh, the porno that you and Rob made? That one?
Frank, I guess it slipped his mind that we made a movie.
No, I'm here. I'm listening.
Hey, what's up, Frank? Can you remind Rob, because I know he's a fucking pothead, what we did all of basically two weekends ago?
I think, about 2 weeks ago, kind of shot something.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is it on the website?
Remember, you got sick halfway, and remember that whole thing? We got to shoot that scene real fast so you can leave.
I threw up on the curtains. Oh, no, that was a different party.
Yeah, most people thought it was blood. It was really just like...
Rob,
it was just like
stomach and trails.
Yeah. It was not just chicken from the night before. Oh, yeah, we shot a movie. I remember. I'm just goofing for the radio people, for the internet people, all three of you that aren't there and listening at home.
I'm not even listening. I'm just on the phone.
Well, if you would listen, you would probably just get
but, you, but wait, you hear us. You hear us right now, right?
Yeah, but I'm, like, too cool for that. I have to, I'm just having a conversation.
Darren, are you impressed that we actually started on time and that everything's actually working?
And let me tell you, Darren, not only did we start on time, we were set up at, like, 9:20.
Proud.
And then food came, and then we ate.
Wow. Did the so cold today guy come?
No one wanted really to deal with him, so...
Yeah, we got from another Japanese place.
So cold today.
Very, very cold outside.
Oh, Lord.
No, but we did put out a video clip this week, yesterday, on Metal Injection, called Seasons Bleedings, our 2008 holiday special, non-denominational, because it was really a Halloween special.
So it's for Wiccans, then. It's not non-denominational.
What about the Jews? Who will buy advertising?
Fuck.
Well, that's like a holiday special, not a Christmas special.
That's oh. So,
if we actually had to CG a few menorahs into the... It was
I didn't see any.
The Jewish actors, I'm sure that...
Yeah. Oh, that's true. There were a few Jewish people.
The Jews have to do all the work... And everybody else watches and enjoys it. It's just like all the time.
And I hope people have watched it on the internet. A few people have watched it. I've seen the view counts. People have seen it. It's not just me refreshing.
Yes, it is.
Because, I mean,
it's you and Frank.
I do that, but...
Yeah, trust me, I don't want to see it anymore.
But funny story, because I was showing Sid, who had no idea what anything was in this movie that we were doing.
I was like, "What's that on screen?" You're like, "That's two people." I was like, "Wait, what is that?
What is the internet?
What's two people?
The show?"
We had to start completely from scratch.
Yeah, it was weird. And it doesn't smoke pot, by the way. I know you're wondering that.
It's
at all.
Not too bright.
But
what's
then
this in my hand right now?
It's a microphone.
Oh, I thought it was bologna.
When you, no, is that
don't
what you're
eat
eating?
It.
Smells like it.
Smells like bologna.
That's Rob's tits, the bologna.
Oh, my God.
My what? My tits or my pits?
Bologna
both.
Tits. It's all right. No. I got them, too. Like, I'm allowed to say it.
Dude, you can't say those kind of things on the internet.
Really?
We'll get in trouble.
Yeah, it's censored.
The bologna, the National Organization for Bologna Tits.
The bolognas are going to... Write us a letter.
Okay.
Anywho. So, Sid, you recognize one of the people.
Well, the lead actor, quote-unquote, in the film, the guy with the tattoo on his head, is somebody who me and a couple friends used to be in a band 10 years ago. And by band, I mean we rented a rehearsal space twice.
Frank.
It was a very serious project.
And the kid was our drummer, and we thought he was sort of a tool back then.
Was that a real tattoo, or was it like a sticker for the movie?
No, it's a real tattoo.
It's legit. Yeah, he has
a on his head.
That was one of the selling points. He said he has an AK-47 on his head. So.
Okay. Well, and by the way, while we were on the set, someone was joking around that like he's gonna have a kid, and the kid's gonna have a water pistol tattooed on his head.
Oh, the comedy.
Yeah,
the funniest moment. Of that shoot was he had a laptop with music, and I think at one point he put on, like, Madonna or something.
Yeah, he was...
And we were just like, dude, for someone who has a machine gun tattooed on the side of his head, you should not be listening to Madonna.
Well,
it makes perfect sense, though.
When I knew him 10 years ago, basically the whole deal with him, and we're not going to name him, so nobody will know
he
who
just,
we're talking
about. His name is click on the fucking movie, Sid.
But no, they would never do that. Was a joke.
I get it.
Anyways,
get it.
The thing with him was he was just like a Brooklyn Guido kid who realized, hey, if I got a mohawk, there's a whole different subset of girls who would be really into me.
Yeah.
And then that's what he did. That's
well,
all he did. Worked for him.
I'm thinking about a mohawk now.
Yeah.
Good luck.
I remember him playing the Madonna, but then the thing that really annoyed me was he started playing Necro. And, like, not only playing it, but, like, singing every single lyric to Necro really loud.
I don't know, like, I mean, I guess it's a good thing, but really, like, okay, first of all, Necro is white, so that's one thing he has going against him. Secondly, he has a giant lisp. It's like, how are you going to make it being a white dude with a lisp in rap, in hip-hop?
Mace had a lisp.
Huh?
Mace had a lisp.
And where is he now?
Biggie Smalls had a lisp.
Where is he now? That's a good question.
Yeah, where is he now?
No.
They're both dead.
I think I proved my point.
Touche.
The moral of the story, all people with lisps die.
I think that's fair. I think that's fair.
That's not accurate.
We don't want to have to listen to that shit.
That's not accurate at all.
Along with Sephardic Jews.
The complaints we got because of Mr. Vitelli last week, they're just off the chart. She was unbearable.
Well,
last
people
week.
Complained because there wasn't enough of her. They wanted more.
It was the most highest rated segment.
Yeah, it was split down the middle. It was like half the people were complaining of what a racist cunt she was. Another half were like KKK guys. And like,
yeah.
So half your audience is Klansmen?
Yeah, screwdriver fans.
But isn't she like half Jewish? Isn't she a pizza bagel?
Yeah, they called us up and they go, "Oi, oi, oi, we want more of Mrs. Divitelli."
So anyway.
Is she going to be around later to do the news? I kind of missed her.
Hope not. Every time she comes within 50 yards of the studio, you just smell cigarette smoke from 1,000 yards away.
Smoke alarms all over go
fish.
Off. Yeah, but
filter fish and camels. That's her perfume. She's marketing. It's just filter fish scent and camels smoke.
Well, isn't that all that you smell in Israel? That's all they have?
No. Camels in Israel.
Different kind
like
of camels, but touche.
Yeah. That's what he's going for.
Yeah.
And gefilte fish.
Yeah.
That's Israel, pretty much. Yeah.
And napalm.
The camels in Israel smoke camels.
No, that's Palestine with the napalm.
Okay. No. Rubble.
Right.
Does rubble have a specific smell?
Rubble.
Yes. So,
hey, you, put down that gefilte fish or I throw a rock at your head.
That's what the conflict is all about. It's control of the gefilte fish. Everybody
wants
control
of
the gefilte fish spring in Israel.
Who knew? You know what we should do? We should just like airlift gefilte fish and just plop it down on all of them and then they'll all be happy.
And plop it will.
Instead of it.
May the gefilte fish drop from the sky.
It'll
be an omen from God.
Drop gefilte, not bombs.
Yes, exactly.
That's what Barack Obama's going to do, his first act. He's just going to, if there is any indication that we're not sending gefilte fish over to the Middle East, we're going to start doing it now. And they're just going to fucking drop fucking bombs of gefilte fish on all these fucking...
Middle East strikes is over. You're welcome.
Just everyone's covered in gefilte fish. You can't even see who's in Israeli or Palestinian because everyone's covered in gefilte
fish.
They'll
all be united under one gefilte fish.
This is already the greatest live cast ever. We've just solved the Middle East crisis.
Yeah,
complete.
Do you get that on Howard Stern, people?
No.
Next half hour, curing cancer.
Just rub a little gefilte on, it'll be fine.
But first, sports.
Gefilte fish be a cure for all cancer?
Find out.
Maybe. That's a good idea. They should, like, find a cancer kid and just rub gefilte fish on his head.
Wait, Darren, aren't you doing some type of experiment? Will you undergo cancer gefilte fish treatments?
I don't have cancer, Noah, but thanks for being obnoxious.
Get cancer.
What?
Gefilte fish. Apply directly to the forehead. Gefilte fish. Apply directly to the forehead.
Gefilte fish, I hate your commercials, but I love your product. Mm-mm. It cured my headache and my cancer. And it stopped the Arab guy that lives next door to me from throwing rocks through my window. Thanks, gefilte fish.
Apply directly to the forehead. Speaking of great infomercial products, Sid, this weekend you showed me something I barely remember.
Well, for some reason, He barely.
Are you telling that?
I walked into that one.
Oh, God.
Oh, you walked into it. Did you back into it?
It's like a walk-in closet. It's that big and empty. It's hollow on the inside. No, there is a new product that is advertised basically on every show that I watch for some reason. I don't know why I'm the target audience.
Mike and the Mad Dog.
Can I guess?
Guess the product?
Go ahead. The ShamWow.
No, close though.
Okay.
It's probably made of the same space age polymers. It's the Snuggie. It's
the
a blanket.
Snuggie! Oh,
it's
I
a
love
blanket.
The Snuggie.
Sleeves.
Yeah.
Oh, I've seen that. It looks like a Mormon costume.
Yeah, it looks like a total cult thing. It's really creepy.
The thing to me is, like, people, don't you have robes? Isn't that what a robe is?
Put it on backwards.
It's a that backwards yoga. Robe.
Yeah, that's all it is. That really is.
And, God, you're a genius.
And they're marketing this. It's like,
wear it at sporting events.
We'll
stick marshmallows
by
the fire.
Can you imagine having parents that wore backwards robes?
Your
Little League game. Like,
oh, my God.
Here's my favorite part of that commercial, though. The announcer goes, well, what do you do if you're in bed under the blanket and you want to get the remote? I take my hand out from under the fucking blanket, get the remote, and go back under it.
They make that seem like the worst idea. Like,
yeah.
You don't want to out of the blanket and get the remote.
Do you ever get cold at sporting events? Try rubbing gefilte fish on your head. It won't work, but you'll forget the cold when everyone starts throwing rocks at you.
But not Palestinians. They'll totally understand.
Good evening, everybody.
Anyway.
Well, I know that... you brought it to our attention last week, Rob, that people who are actually listening to this know the phone number. But just in case they're not looking at the screen, what's the phone number to call us in case they want to say anything?
If you just happen to have put it on and you're like, you change the window to like some porn or something.
Photoshopping?
Yeah, porn or whatever. We'd love for you to call in. We'll give the number out once. But it's 646-929-1357. It's free in the United States of America, but, you know.
If you have a calling card, it'll be free.
Or, like, you could use Skype, or you could just press, there's a talk button. And if you have a microphone on your computer, you could talk to us like that. And if you call us, the great thing about our live cast, I don't see Howard Stern doing this, is we will give you free shit. I have a slew of CDs.
Howard doesn't need to bribe his listeners.
Actually, he does do that, but I didn't.
Bribe? Reward. Hey, there! Stop. Anyway, our grand prize tonight, which you really have to fight for this one. We had to work really hard to get a free copy of this. It's Alvin and the Chipmunks, Undeniable. It's a wonderful CD. It has the Chipmunks covering all the classics like Living on a Prayer.
Whoa.
All the Small Things.
Can I win if I call?
Shake Your Groove Thing. And, of course, there's The Time Warp, Rock and Roll, Don't Stop Believin'.
No, what?
My God.
Journey?
Go out.
And the can I win that?
Can I just make a suggestion? Just, Noah, go outside and call in the show and win that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Can I just do that?
That was within the rules.
Do employees
It is cold out,
win?
Though, so bring your Snuggie.
I'm going to have to borrow your Snuggie. I'll right. at home.
You can have my Snuggie.
We also have a Carcass.
No!
That's your name.
Yeah, Carcass.
No.
All right, goodbye.
What?
I wanted that. All right, fine. I'll give it away for charity.
So why don't you go buy it with the money you get paid from the Metal Injection live cast?
I think that's considered.
So then that means that I would have to steal your copy, right?
That's exactly what I mean. Reek. Of putrefaction?
Putrefaction.
Putrefaction, dummy.
Clearly, you don't know about
it. I can't read it. I can't read it.
Decay.
Listen, can I just point out something? No one should be faulted for not being able to read the name of a Carcass song. Because some people with, like, college, with PhDs cannot read the Carcass song titles.
Thank you, Darren. Thank you. But this isn't just any CD. This is the gore-soaked, all-time classic debut. Oh, wait, no, that's not.
Some sort of...
Real smooth.
It's in a plastic bag of some sort.
It's like
sort.
Still in the envelope that the record label sent.
No, no, this is how it's delivered. It's a 35-track CD, a 30-minute DVD, their first demo.
And it comes with
on
a
your
liver.
Face.
Oh, no, with a liver.
With a liver.
With
I like
organ.
Face. I like on your face.
All right.
Okay, then we also have. Oh, this we gave out already. We have the new Cult of Luna. The new Cult of Luna CD.
This is Rob regifting, by the way.
Uh-huh.
Don't give it away, Frank.
Crowcast.
Frank's giving away the live cast secrets.
Basically, all the stuff that we named last
everything,
week.
Everything from last week, except for the antagonist, because someone won that. Plus the Carcass CD. And, oh my God, Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Someone won the Cynic CD first show, like the Zeroth show.
Yeah, yeah. Well, way to bring that up now. Now people want that, but we can't give that out.
Well, they should have listened to the Zeroth episode, and then they would have won it.
Aren't you giving one away?
Oh yeah, the guessing game, which ends tomorrow. I got to tell you, I've looked at the entries. Not too many people got it right this week. I did a really good job with the photoshopping.
You stumped me.
I stumped Frank, and Frank gets it in 3 seconds.
I don't know what this guessing game is.
That's because Frank gives you the picture.
Well, we have this feature on Metal Injection on the blog section where every week I Photoshop a photo of a famous musician, and you have to guess who it is. And whoever guesses correctly, we randomly draw X amount of people and we give them prizes.
Now, what's your definition of a famous musician? Like, is it Perry Como or is it the guy from Def Leppard?
No,
I mean, what's
metal,
the standards?
A musician that a metalhead. Like in the last 2 weeks, it's been. Carrie King, it's been...
Oh, that one I knew, but all the other ones I can't
Phil Anselmo.
Snyder.
No, Dee Snyder wasn't one of them.
Drummer from Def Leppard?
No, not...
Well, if it lacks an arm, obviously it's him.
Yeah, that would be too much of a
photo. But how do you Photoshop it?
I just blur the photo, Blur.
But then if he's still wearing a Def Leppard t-shirt, it's sort of...
I blur the whole thing, yeah.
So then it's just one big blur?
Yeah.
Well, then how are you supposed to identify anything?
Drunk
vision. That's the point. Yeah.
Yeah, drunk vision.
Swing your eyes.
So it's one of those 3D eye puzzles?
No.
Why don't you just go to the website and see for yourself?
I don't have a computer.
Go to an iPhone.
Clearly, Sid doesn't visit the website.
Yeah.
Get out.
If someone was smart, they would just say that's the guy from Blur, and they'd be right, no matter what it was.
Here, this guy.
Hold on. Is that Malmsteen?
Wrong.
Oh,
wrong.
It should be.
Here, who is this guy? See, this is last week, but this is pretty easy.
By the way, guys, this is riveting radio for those of us who aren't in the room with you.
Well, no.
Well, give
me
all you have to do
address.
Is just go to the main page of metalinjection.net.
Mm-hmm. And it's HTTP.
And it's right there.
/ colons.
Yeah, so I think we kind of digress because weren't you guys supposed to talk about your student meetings?
That's what we were going to talk about until we had to bring up gefilte fish.
Okay, sorry for saving the earth, Rob.
No, it was worth it. It was worth it for a piece of Middle East. I agree with you.
Okay, good.
I agree. So, Frank?
Hi.
Obviously, you slaved over this epic holiday special that just was put out. Tell us about the process. Tell us about how did it all start? Tell us your
influences.
Run us through it beginning to end. You know, what are some of your favorite bands?
You
some of your favorite albums?
Actually, Darren is the one who wrote it, as you know.
Great.
Yeah, that's true. Me, Darren, and Rob sat in my house.
That's you.
Sat at my house and
we smoked weed.
Yeah, this is true.
Darren did heroin.
Heroin.
Yeah.
And we came up with the concept, and Darren took it away for, I guess, what was it, 2 months or something?
Mm-hmm.
Originally, it was supposed to be a Halloween.
Driving.
Yeah.
It was going to be our Halloween special, but...
it didn't work out that way.
What would you have called it if it was ready for Halloween?
Sorry, we didn't even name this version of it until, last week, so...
But Darren came up with a really good Halloween name, Darren.
Halloween.
What was the Halloween? Halloween. That would have been.
Oh, that's good.
With a D at the end, if you can't
understand
my
Rob.
Pronunciation. Halloween.
Halloween.
Hollow and weed. Like marijuana. God.
At first, I was going to call it Hollow Marijuana, but I thought that was great.
Yeah, and then about a month ago, Mike was like, hey, we should kind of get around to shooting this. It's almost time. And I was like, yeah, I guess so. And then you were like, hey, I have people to help me out. And I was like, awesome. I don't have to do much. Great.
Yeah, no, it was a big process. We did
there were auditions.
Yeah. We did a whole casting thing, and a lot of people came out, tried out, and everybody did really great, and kind of took it from there, you know.
Yeah.
And everyone also, I should say, was very accommodating because we put them through a lot of hellish shit.
Very, very long hours. I mean, if I could do it again, honestly, we'd try to span it out maybe 3 or 4 days. We shot the whole thing within 2 days.
You know, weekend people.
Yeah.
It didn't help that we were like 4 days away from the shortest day of the year shooting it either.
Yeah, it was, I mean, time was against us as far as sunlight goes.
We should shoot the next Christmas special in July, I think.
Definitely, especially if we're going to do, like, outdoor summonings.
Well, I think we all agreed that no more deadlines or, like, special of the sort.
Yeah, if you feel like gracing you with more comedy / horror, horror-omedy, as I like to say for the first time ever, you're just going to have to be surprised.
Darren, are you typing on a keyboard?
What's going on, Darren? What are you, Andy?
He's updating his Facebook.
Are you updating your Facebook status?
I'm trying to get people to listen to the show, you dumbass.
Oh, I see how it is.
All right, I'll stop. Fuck you. We got 6 less listeners now.
I have a question, though. It's been half an hour, and you're our only caller. I know there are at least 4 people listening. I can tell these things.
Because there's 4 of us in the room here.
Wait, I got a question. Could other people call in if Darren's on the line?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. We have like 4 other lines.
What crazy technology, dude.
People.
This is
4 other lines.
Radio.
Join the conversation.
Yeah, we had
two guys yelling at each other the first week.
Yeah, it was fantastic. Why don't you guys yell at Darren for not showing up this week?
On life support.
Did we ever clear up why Darren's not here?
He's
on life support, I thought.
Do you really want to hear it? It's kind of boring. I don't know if it's interesting.
That's all right. Aren't we boring?
Yeah. I mean, if people are listening at this point, they're pretty
My friend is in grad school, and I have really bad OCD, as you know, my friends that know me on the show. And they're doing a thing for, like, nervousness and, like, people that get panic attacks and stuff, and they want to measure brain waves. So it's like I have to wear this stupid thing on my head, like electrodes, and it records it into a flash drive. And then you go back 48 hours later, and they look at the flash drive and what it recorded or whatever.
So you look like a geopet that's attached to a flash drive.
The thing on my head is barely visible. It's just like a little cap, and then I can wear a hat over it or whatever. But then, like, the fucking apparatus, like the drive, is like bigger than a regular flash drive. It's like fucking.
How much would you say that drive can hold? Like
a lot, like more than you a flash drive you would have on your computer, to hold movies or whatever. But I don't know. I didn't even ask. I just want to get the fuck out. And then,
dude, that's like the first thing I was like, whoa, man. How many fucking movies can this thing hold, man?
Right away, you're with that, you know?
If I just formatted this and put, like, a ton of porn on, how much porn can I put on this thing?
I wonder if it works backwards, where Darren can download what's on the hard drive into his brain.
Whoa.
Yeah, right? Whoa. You just blew my mind.
But anyway, where were
we? A new way to watch movies. Yeah, but you know what? The real obnoxious thing is this battery pack. Like, you gotta have the thing hooked up to D cell batteries, and it takes like 8 of them. So I'm like carrying this fucking 10-pound fucking battery pack around everywhere I go.
Did you check to see if there's like a place to put a cassette in? Did you start blasting some Run DMC?
It doesn't work like that.
No?
It would be good if you could play Ja Rule and Metallica, though, on it. That would be, like, timely if someone would just suddenly play that right now. But I guess not. Oh, wait, hold on. I'm sorry. That was my brainwave recorder. I just started playing Ja Rule.
Turn that off.
Your brain is a little bit
on. Turn that off.
Your brain is
Sorry, guys. I hit the wrong button, and they all come pre-packed with Ja Rule.
Is that a brain fart?
Yeah, that was a brain fart, Frank.
Nice.
My brain farted out Ja Rule. They're going to look up this brainwave pattern when they get the results, and it's going to be like, Ja Rule, what the hell? Like the strokes will spell out Ja Rule.
It'll just be like, yeah.
Yeah. Dip, dip, louder. Ow. Come on, hit me. Ow. Hello.
Yeah, Noah's just trying to come
I'm
in
trying
and
to
do
tell
something.
You to play Tom Araya so there's a discrepancy in his brain waves, and perhaps his brain will explode. Karen, are you there?
Oh, my God. Tom Araya just burst out of my skull and jumped out onto my table. Where's that other Tom Araya scream? Did you ever get that one?
Oh, I don't think I attempted it. I don't think I attempted it.
I'm sorry.
Tom Araya.
I didn't do. What?
Oh, well, I'm speaking of music, since we're on a metal website. This week, Lamb of God and God Forbid put out new MP3s. And I figured since we all have pretty distinct taste in music, I thought it'd be cool if I played it. And then we could all talk about it.
That's a very nice thought, Mark.
Wouldn't that be a good thing to do? Wouldn't that be nice? Should I do that right now? Should I do that? All right, so we'll play one song, and then we'll come back, we'll talk about it, then we'll play another song.
Okay.
Let's start with Lamb of God with their new single, Contractor.
I'm gonna go
that was a new Lamb of God called Contractor.
Right now we have that a was a sweet, I request what? A sweet child of mine.
Hello, caller. Turn me to 11. Are you there?
Listen. Hello. Yeah,
hello.
I'm here. Oh.
Not you, Darren. Turn me to 11. Are you there?
What the hell are you calling the callers?
That's what it says on the screen. It says area code TUR. Phone number NMVTO11. Oh, and he's gone.
It shows their username if they don't
yeah,
have their...
Final Tap just called us, and you've turned them away.
Thanks a lot, dude. Thanks for calling. Try again, please. But, yeah, so that was New Lamb of God. And we have, five pretty distinct tastes here. Let's start with me, the agreeable one. I loved it. I loved it, guys. I thought it was like the first time I heard it, I was like kind of bored with it, honestly. Mm-hmm. But now that I've heard it a few times, I definitely really like it. And
yeah,
I
have to listen to it a few more times, but my first impression was I hope they don't all sound like that.
Right, yeah. It's a little all over the place, right?
It's not that. It just sounds so simple. It's like more simplistic than anything they've ever really done.
Well, it's better than
like,
Redneck.
Yeah.
I think like that was like someone else. Okay, now let's go to Darren, the 80s Metalhead.
Well, the first time I'm hearing it is through the phone, so
right.
I don't think it would be like a good. I think I'd have to abstain from giving an opinion right now.
Shit.
It sounded like it was coming through a mono boombox inside of a trash can, as someone would say.
So Sid, the one who barely listens to any metal, what did you think of it?
Yeah, I don't really have much of a frame of reference, but it sounded all right. It was a little pussy. But the stuff I listen to usually is heavier than that.
Right.
Yeah, but I need a lot more
vocals, man. What was with all that whining? I didn't like that at all. But I mean, it was all right. It was all right.
Noah, the power metal fan, what did you think?
Not enough power metal.
Not enough power metal. Not enough clean vocals.
No high screams.
No high screams.
I need a lot more fucking double kick, you know.
More tunics and pirate shirts type bands.
I could see that. Now, I know there are at least three people at home that heard the song and should just do themselves a favor and pick up the phone or press the talk button and give us a call. Don't be fucking cheap. Well, I mean, why don't we call them?
If you can dial their screen name, then can we call them?
I wish we could dial their screen name. No, I don't know. Like, we'd have to Skype someone. I don't know if you could do two Skypes at a time. That'd be kind of crazy.
I can't even believe that you're taking her seriously.
I'm just saying, if we were to want to make a call,
what's that supposed to mean?
Yeah, who takes women seriously? Good point. Good point, Frank. Good point.
I'm going to mute Frank's mic.
What? You know how to
no.
do that? That's good.
Of course I do.
Well, I have some breaking news. I've been drinking some vodka this whole time, and I'm feeling a bit of a buzz.
Already?
What a lightweight.
I know.
For someone,
yeah, for someone who weighs like 5,000 pounds, you're lightweight.
Jesus, I'm a teddy bear on the inside. I have feelings just because I weigh 5,000 pounds.
Noah, can I just interrupt here for a second? What's with all the fat jokes?
Yeah, Noah.
That was my first
fat
joke, and Sid who said it first. I'm just confirming.
Yeah, but first week we sat down to throw around ideas for this is the fucking. I was so sad when you did this. We're sitting around trying to figure out what are we going to talk about on the radio and come up with segments. And she goes, oh, we can have one that's like, you know, what will Darren's fat ass say next?
I did not say that.
I'm like, what the fuck? Why can't it be like, what's Darren going to say? Why do I have to be a fat ass?
I didn't say fat ass.
Why would Darren lie?
You're lying. Do you have me on tape saying it?
No, of course I can't prove it.
You know what I do have you on tape saying? When we were doing the shoot for the podcast.
Oh, yeah. We have the
podcast. Oh, no.
Well, I mean...
Yeah, I could cue it up.
Rob made a crack first about...
About what?
Oh, my
His
shelf.
Okay, let's explain it to listeners at home. Rob's stomach has been growing throughout the years, and every time I see him... Whenever I need to rest my beer somewhere, I always make a joke. Oh, Rob, I could just rest it on your shelf, which is really his stomach, because it comes out in a way where it provides a place for me to put that.
And you know what? I'm not offended because I do use it as a shelf.
To hold his place when he's sitting on the couch watching TV.
When I'm like wasted and I just need to put my beer somewhere,
see?
That's where I put it. You know?
Oh, I'm just calling it as it is.
Your beer, some pork rinds, a biscuit and gravy.
Yeah. So here's
whatever.
Here's some bloopers from our year-end podcast for the top 10 videos of the year.
It's over. I want my dignity back.
That was Noah.
What's wrong with that?
She wants her dignity back. How
please.
Dare
you know,
she?
You know what's funny about that? Like, she has any.
I have a little bit left.
Oh.
That's it. I won't make fun of you anymore. That was for the fat-ass comment. That's it. Now
I never, Darren, first of all, I don't think you're fat. I think it's muscle.
Your dignity.
I think it's muscle under fat is what it was. I'm not even denying that I'm fat.
She's
I just didn't
expect it. I don't see this, Darren, but she's laughing really hard.
Rob is trying to sabotage me.
She lowered her microphone so she could laugh.
She peed a little.
I don't even deny that I'm fat. I just didn't expect you to call me that.
Darren, honestly, I always thought that you were like one of those backyard wrestlers, and I never thought you were fat. I just thought it was neat. Rob, on the other hand,
what does that have to do with backyard?
Noah, I love you too.
And when he lifts you,
what?
Didn't
Noah,
you
listen, know? Listen, Noah. I know you want me, but there's somebody here with me now, and I have, hold on a second. Hold on. Blog Talk Radio. Will you get back into bed, please? It's embarrassing.
Wait, you mean you a Blog Talk Radio person?
Oh, I shagged her rotten, baby.
Wait, I actually want to talk about something that happened last week on the show.
Good.
Noah, when you called us in last week, you were at a party.
Oh, my God.
And then 2 minutes later, Sinister Sasha called in at the same party. Can you tell us what happened?
I knew that one day I'd have to address this issue.
Yeah, the next show, obviously.
Well, first of all, I never invited him to come along with me. He just kind of followed me, like he's been doing the last year.
Right.
And I heard the show, and hello, we are not an item. That never, ever, ever happened.
You deny that you blew him that night.
Okay.
That's what he said was happening when he was on the phone with us.
I heard
not
slurping.
It wasn't that night. Let me explain myself. Do you remember when we were shooting, when Metal Injection was invited to SNL and they taped our Not Live episode?
Right.
And the segment where we had to impersonate one another, I was impersonating him.
Right.
And when he saw me as him, despite what it looks like on the actual episode, he fell in love.
So he punched you.
With me as him. That was his sign of affection.
Right.
Yeah.
So he punched you out of his love for you.
Right. But it was actually out of the love for himself because he saw me as him.
Oh.
So that's what they look like with tits.
What?
Where did he come from?
Where did Sasha come from?
Oh, that was me impersonating him.
Oh, dude, you do a killer. A killer! And it's a Sasha impersonation.
Ah, well, I do some voices, you know.
Yeah.
I think we should get him on the phone. I'm going to give him a call right now.
Oh, are we going to do like an intervention?
Let's see what's going on.
I don't want to talk about this.
No, we want to know the truth. And here he is right now on the line. Sinister Sasha, are you there?
Bro.
Oh,
God.
I can't believe you're awake right now, first of all.
I am not, you master suka.
I'm sorry for waking you.
Listen, do you have something interesting to say?
Yeah, well, the reason I was calling you, Sinister Sasha, right now we're doing our weekly live cast, and
you got the cast on again? Did you fall down again, you feather bastard?
Oh, no, it's this live show we do on the internet. I just wanted to ask you about last week. You said that you were at a bar with Noah. Is that true?
Yeah, I was sort of. I was in this. It was not like a bar. It was like a Russian strip club.
It
wasn't a strip club. Just because my coworker started stripping for you doesn't mean it was a strip club.
Listen, if I see the pussy, that's a strip club.
Okay.
You feel me?
No, I don't want to feel you.
Don't lie for the audience, baby.
Sasha,
you know you want some of that kielbasa. You know you want it.
Bella is denying that she blew you.
Let me tell you, I don't mess around with too many 65-pound girls.
120.
I would do 120 what?
Kilometers.
That's how much two of her would weigh.
On what, Jupiter? Holy bleh. I went there.
I didn't, you're such a physicist.
Physicist, chemicist, where's my vodka?
Rob's drinking.
Hold on, Sora. I need some booze. that's better.
Sasha, you just woke up and you're drinking?
Listen, first of all right, and second of all, that bitch, she can deny. Didn't I tell you that bitch wants me?
Yeah, but she doesn't, she's not saying, why would she lie to us, though?
Okay, I was really, really drunk, because you...
When are you going to tell these mother suckers the truth, bleh?
I did.
We hooked up the one time.
No, I didn't.
It was hot monkey Russian love in the bathroom.
No, he tried
to
roofie.
I gave you some Russian eggnog in your face, and then I cleaned you off by giving you a swirly in the toilet.
Wait, what's a swirly, Sasha?
You know, when you dunk a bitch in the toilet and then you flush.
What? You did that?
Because they're all dirty in the face. She's a dirty girl.
He gave me an Albuquerque Hot Pocket.
Okay, and now you're talking my language, Blen, and I don't mean Cyrillic.
I think it's like when you shit inside of a woman's vagina. I'm not sure.
That's why I always get the boner for Noah. Because she know more dirty sex position than any man, Blen. She told me about the chili dog. Do you know what this is? Chili dog? Aloha. Aloha.
What's the chili
dog?
Aloha. Aloha.
Okay.
Aloha? Is this phone on, bleh? Chili dog.
What is a chili dog?
That's when you take a shit on the girl's chest and then you titty fuck her.
Oh, wait. Wouldn't you titty fuck her first? Because the chili
dog. No, because it's like your penis is the hot dog. And her titties are the bomb.
Are the bomb. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
so the hot dog
is the chili, bleh.
Yeah, but the chili goes on top of the hot dog. So wouldn't the dick have
no,
to...
but like you just smear it all over. You know, that's the way it ends up anyway when you eat it.
I don't know.
So then what's a Cleveland steamer?
Oh,
I thought that was a Cleveland steamer.
I don't know, but there's a thing called Chernobyl steamer.
I think that's just when you shit on a woman's chest.
What's
no,
Chernobyl?
Chernobyl steamer has nothing to do with sex. It's just we all had steam coming out of us because of the nuclear reactor failure.
Oh.
And then there were some Finn babies.
Right.
That.
And that's when
No. A Cleveland steamer, Sid, is the act of wrapping a female's face with saran wrap and proceeding to shit on it. Therefore, the shit will build steam under the saran wrap.
Ah.
Sexier.
I was wrong.
Noah, come over. I got new idea.
Okay.
I got saran wrap, baby.
It is indeed when a girl opens her vagina and the guy takes a shit in the pocket.
Wait, but there's an Albuquerque Hot Pocket.
There was no...
Are you on Urban Dictionary?
Yeah, there was
Noah, you hear all this? It's like a message. I'm coming over. And don't worry, I will bring the tarp to put on your floor. We won't get any Cleveland steam on your hardwood floor, baby.
Okay, don't worry. I'll be locking my windows and my door.
We will... Oh, you don't play hard to get with me, huh? You know you want the sinister fecal matter on your saran-wrapped face, baby. Come on now.
Storm saran on your face, Noah?
No, I don't want to get pink.
But it's not going to get seep through the saran wrap. That's the point of the saran wrap.
It might
we have reached a new law in the metal injection live cast.
No, we could talk about this stuff. This we're it's already.
We can because
yeah, we're teaching the children. We're teaching the kids. All three of them.
Where is that target data anyway?
Yeah, I don't know. He must have. I think he probably.
I think he's typing to his friends to listen to this.
I think he's giving a Cleveland Steamer hot pocket to the Blog Talk Radio Suka.
Oh, that's right. They were in the same. They were in the same room.
See, see, you notice how that bitch don't come on the air anymore while the show's going on, because he is giving her the bujanina right now.
Sasha, you should be a private investigator of some sort. You're good at this kind of stuff.
Listen, when it comes to bujaninas going into ladies' pichonkas, I am expert. Believe me, let me tell you.
So Sasha, you were in this season's bleedings that aired.
I did a little cameo.
It didn't work out too well for you, though, right?
What?
It didn't work out too well for you, your cameo, you and your brother.
You know, one of the hardest things to shoot was him peeing, because we had to take that over about like 10 different times, and he just reserved enough piss. I don't know how he did it.
You were a good pisser, Sasha?
He pees on command.
It's I cannot brag because it's all due to drinking about 14 gallons of vodka before coming to set, and then like three more on the set.
It's true. It wasn't his contract. We actually had to provide it for him.
That's how he agreed to do it.
And those you did not have. I noticed Russian M&Ms in my dressing room either, and I could report you to the SAG. If you know what I'm talking about.
What are Russian M&Ms?
I specifically requested the M&Ms red color with little hammer and sickle. And no M.
Oh, no M?
No fucking what? M. I want what? Hammer and sickle M&Ms. They're called R&Rs. Russian and Russian.
So what was it like to be strangled, Sasha?
Bro, you know this is acting, right? You know this is movie. Do you really that stupid? You think I really got strangled? Although he did put a little bit of pressure on me in a place I don't like. It was not pleasant.
Whoa. But I gotta tell you, though, it was an Oscar-worthy performance, because even in your last breath, you were still able to plug your shirts.
Yeah, you know, that was a little bit of ad lib. I figured, what would Sinister Sasha say? I had to get into my role. Because I always like to make sure I use the Stress Bergovich method and make sure that I am always in the mind of my character. And I said, what would my character do if he was about to die? And the answer is, he would plug the shit out of his fucking t-shirts, bleh.
And have sales gone up, bro?
Oh, we have to.
Go ahead.
We had to do another order of the shirts.
Wow.
It was that huge. We had to reorder the shirts.
Well, are you surprised or what?
I mean, I'm
by
a
the
little
way,
surprised.
Bro, new t-shirt concept.
Okay.
Let's put on the bio. Let me tell you. Picture of Sinister Sasha's butt.
Uh-huh.
Maybe my brother, too. Maybe we work him in. Both butts, side by side. And bitch wrapped in saran wrap, taking a Cleveland Chernobyl steamer. What do you think?
Will that be me? Wrapped in saran wrap?
If you want. You don't get paid, though, bitch.
Wait, so I don't see the visual here. Like, it's our asses. I mean, they're your asses.
What? Why'd you get in this shirt?
I thought I was a member of the Moscow Metal Minute for a moment.
You keep dreaming, buddy.
Living vicariously through you, Sasha.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
But yeah, so it's your asses. And then where's the girl's face? Is it on the back of the shirt?
No, bro, it's right in the middle. You want a nice big glop of Dudia. So maybe we can give her like a little Russian Sanchez. You know what I'm saying?
No. What's a Russian Sanchez?
Oh, bro, it's hot. It's like you fuck her in the butt, and you with your penis, and you get it all good in the body. And then you take it out and you make a little Stalin mustache on her face. Except
Uh-oh.
It's Dudia.
Uh-oh.
Very, very romantic, erotic. The girls love it.
That does sound pretty romantic.
I need more booze, bro. Keep talking.
How do you swallow that up, guys?
You make burps of your own.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know. No, I think we're educating them. They're taking notes right now. You know, if anybody at home wants to talk to Sinister Sasha,
or just burp the alcohol.
Fuck you. If anyone wants to talk to me, too fucking bad.
So give
That's
us a call
what you were going to say, right?
No, I was going to say give us a call at 646-929-1357.
All right, what the hell?
But we're not getting any callers. Nobody wants to talk to you, Sasha.
Good. I don't want to talk to this motherfucker anyway.
Sasha, how much have you had to drink since you got on the phone with us?
What do you think? I'm like 2 beer clear. I'm not drunk. I'm only like
not
on my
like Rob.
I'm still in double digits, bro. It's only 10:56. I'm like 92. I haven't even hit the 100 vodkas yet.
Oh. I'm
pre-gaming right now.
What are your plans for tonight?
Dude, we're going to hit that Russian strip club again. Noah, you're welcome to come.
No, thanks.
Me and my bro. Bro, Misha!
Stop!
Where are you? What are you doing back there?
I'm drinking vodka.
He's not coming on the phone. Fuck him.
Sounds like he's drinking vodka.
What else is this back then to the door?
Guys, is it like in that Dr. Dre video when you open the fridge and it's instead of bottles of 40, it's just vodka?
Yes, and also we got like pickled bujanina in there and like all kind of crap.
Pickled bujanina?
It's like international foods up in this beach.
Borscht.
Yeah,
and when I say beach, I mean Brighton.
Oh. Wow, I can't believe it's been an hour already. Time just flies by.
Time fucking flies when you're drunk.
Yeah, we should take a break. Sasha, thank you for calling. Thank you for taking the time out of your busy drinking schedule.
Pleasure is all yours, Blair.
That's what I just thanked you.
You're welcome.
Right? You don't need to give me attitude, Sasha. But,
Noah, keep that 62-pound ass warm for me, baby.
Right.
Oh, you just kiss him goodbye. Why don't you kiss him goodbye, Noah?
I don't want to catch herpes.
Come here, baby. You want it.
No.
All right, let's take a little music break. We'll start it out with New God Forbid. This is their new single that you can download on their website for free if you go there right now. It's godforbid1.com. This track is called War of Attrition.
Yeah. I'm
breathing.
No, are our levels? Do you have a
yeah, you're moving
breath?
On the board. Wait, so you mean it's my show now? That's awesome.
Well, you're the one handling the sound. I have the...
Do you want to be louder?
The show playing on the site. I don't hear anything.
So maybe people just don't want to...
Are our levels? Do you have a
yeah, you're moving
breath?
On the board.
Yeah, there you
wait,
go.
So you mean it's my show?
There we go. Okay, so we're working now. There we
people
go.
People are crazy.
Okay.
Nuts.
Woo, little craziness, little craziness, guys, little craziness.
Who wants to hear me breathe?
No breathing sexy. Who do you have listening to the show, Frank?
It's Natalia.
Oh. Why didn't she call?
Hi.
I don't think she wants to talk to you.
She doesn't like you.
Fuck her.
She likes me, though, right?
Sorry.
Nobody
does she
likes
remember
you.
Who I am?
Maybe.
No.
Even different, probably.
That's as good as I'm going to get from him.
He's the guy that lives with
Darren,
a girl that looks like a testicle.
Now, Darren? Wait, what? What did you say?
I think she said you look like a testicle. That I heard her say.
Yeah.
Darren, one thing when you talk shit about Darren, but now that it hit a little too close to home.
What
so,
what did I miss? Who would she talk shit about now, this cunt?
She says I look like a testicle, apparently.
I can see that. No.
I've had enough of this.
I'm sorry if I'm observant.
Well, anyway, Darren, what you missed is we were told about this wonderful website called...
Don't give away the name.
Well, we can't give away the name because it's very underground, and it has lovely ladies on it. Well, I'll just give the beginning of it, and then people have to...
Is it tubgirl.com?
No,
yes.
No. That is a good
Suicide one. Girls.
No, it's JJ dot something. So you got to figure out the rest.
Putz.
Great. That website's not gonna.
No, it's not Johnson and Johnson.
I'm not gonna live past this week.
I didn't get it.
Way to go.
Yeah. Okay. Way all 30 people that are listening right now. That's it. They're gonna blow the site up anyway. And had some lovely ladies, lovely scene ladies. And then there was this one chick that we figured out had fake boobs. And Noah asked. Noah asked a very, very interesting question. Noah, do you want to repeat the question?
I didn't really ask a question. I actually made a statement. Would you like me to repeat my statement?
Yes. Now that you've embarrassed me.
I said that with implants, I just recently found out that girls who get them can either have nipples that are always hard or nipples that are pretty much dead.
Well, that's not what I said. But then after that, you asked. You were like, I wonder if people with fake breasts can breastfeed.
That was Sid who
asked.
Oh, that was Sid?
Yes.
Oh, I can.
The answer is yes.
Yeah. The answer is yes. Dr. Darren calling in.
And also, the thing about the nipples is the point about the nipples is part half true and half not true.
Oh, you're a liar now.
No, well, that's what I.
She just has slightly misinformed information, but that is the case in certain types of breast implants. If the girl has really tiny tits and she gets breast implants, that's true. If she already has big tits and wants to get them enhanced to be even bigger, then what they do is they put the sack inside the bottom of the tit so that all the upfront stuff is not interfered with. So it's like under the fat.
Booyah, Noah! Booyah!
Wait, what do you mean?
So
the nipples
can still be active because what they do with the small tits is they cut open the nipple and they shove the thing inside.
Yeah, that's the thing that I heard. I heard that if it's done through the nipple dies. If it's done through the armpit, the nipple is always hard.
Which one are you?
They can do it underneath the
one that I can afford.
The whole tit. Yeah, they don't even have to go through the armpit. They could do it through the bottom of the tit if it's big enough.
No, but then there's no scar if it's done through the armpit. Isn't that what?
Scar on your armpit.
Yeah, but it's not like on the boob.
You can't. No one really usually sees the bottom of the tit.
Not if you're laying, getting fucked by a dude with cameras all over the place, then you definitely see it.
Especially HD cameras.
And you see them all the time in porn movies. But you guys see her armpit, too, I mean.
Nobody looks at the armpit.
I'm not looking at a bitch's armpit.
I mean, it's
going to
be in the shot.
I've seen where they fuck the crease in the arm.
Oh, I've seen that, or the back of the knee.
Like, oh, dude, There's a perfectly good vagina.
Dude, on a porn star, that vagina is definitely not perfectly
good. Yeah, it probably hasn't worked.
There's a working vagina.
The back of her knee is the only spot that doesn't have AIDS.
Or
yeah,
working.
I was
going to
say, you can't get chlamydia from her armpit, crook.
You know what? I finally understand why they do it now. Thank you, guys.
Sex.
What's next, though? Like, what hole have they not, like, invaded now? Like, I saw
back of the ear.
I saw this was the... I've been around a long time. I'm the oldest member of this cast.
Oh.
And I have to say I've seen a lot of fucking porn. And I finally saw something that really disturbed me badly.
Okay.
What?
It's called Pink Eye. And it's like a regular porn up to the cum shot. And then when the guy's about to cum, he makes the girl hold her eye open.
Oh.
And he jacks off all his cum into her eye.
Why?
I don't know. I guess there's a market for it because they were up to Pink Eye 5 the last I saw.
Wow.
The first thing that comes to mind is I want to know how much she got paid for that.
Yeah. Not enough.
Yeah, probably not more than, I don't know, man. It's, I don't know.
I mean, it wasn't like an all-star cast, obviously, that you saw.
No, but they were not heinous girls, as you might expect. They were like regular hot porno chicks.
There are a lot of weird fetish clubs out there, and there's actually a fetish club for people who get off on scabs.
Okay, but to me, scabs, at least, is not... It's a natural occurring thing. It's not like jacking off in a girl's eye.
What if you, like, jack off on a girl's scab? Isn't that wrong?
Or
just to help it feel faster.
Yeah, it's like gefilte fish.
I have a question. Oh, go ahead. I was going to say, like, what is the production value on this DVD? Is it, like, a high-end...
Nah, it looks like it was shot with, like, a home, you know, digicam or whatever.
There you go. That explains it.
But it's from a big production company, though.
Oh, yeah.
Are there, like, hundreds of people who have been waiting forever that, like, this was their one turn-on, that they just need to see a girl get cummed in her eye, and
finally,
all this wait, finally someone has done what we've wanted.
In a world of pornography.
Or is this like a market that they completely invented? No, like, nobody's looking for this.
Now they are.
Only one series is daring enough to shoot it in the eye.
It's the same company that makes Gag Factor.
That has to be my favorite, least attractive, most fun to view. Okay, that is basically like, you have this chair, and a girl basically lies on the chair with her head back, and then a dude with, you know, an abnormally large penis.
Makes her gag.
Just, yeah, sticks it down there, and
fucks
then she fucks her face, and then she's, like, gagging so much that
she throws up.
The spit, yeah, she, like, vomits up, and it, like, goes down her face, so, like, her mascara bleeds with, like, spit. And it's, I mean, like, I don't understand how this is attractive. It's fun to watch, sure.
Do you think that, like, the stomach acid burns the guy's penis?
Who cares? It's for art.
Yeah.
Is it directed by Andrew Blake?
Coming next, they're going to fucking drill a hole in the girl's head and cranially tree-pan her and stick their dick in her and fuck her head. That's gonna be the next thing. Or they're right now, someone's like putting out an ad in The Voice for girls that have tracheotomies. And they're gonna fuck the. It's gonna be like trachea bang 21.
Ultimate porn.
I'm surprised that isn't around yet.
The ultimate porn that one day they will make. They haven't made it. Maybe I'll have to be the one to produce this video.
Is it with Jim Helwig? I don't want to see it.
That's Ultimate Warrior porn, close. Well, he could be the star. He could be, because this is the type of thing I think maybe he could be the only person who could pull off. But you get a pregnant lady, right, as she's giving birth. You start fucking her, and then if it's a female baby, you need a female baby. As the baby's coming out, you stop fucking the woman, and you start fucking the baby.
No, wait.
Wow.
So it's like two vaginas in one.
I have one better.
Wow.
I have one better.
You
have
come out head first, though.
No, wait.
Well,
I have one better.
You can work your way around that somehow. Just flip the woman upside down.
No. You flip. Okay. You put your hands inside of the woman's vagina. You flip the baby around so that the legs come out. And as you're fucking the woman's vagina, you start fucking the baby.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I thought you meant after the baby.
Oh, no. You just
double penetration. Single penis.
Yes, yes, yes.
Wait a minute, wait a minute.
That was the title.
Wait a minute. I just heard something. Did you hear that? Blog Talk Radio. You're all going to hell.
I think the cops are coming after us for being pedophiles.
I'm at home in my beautiful bedroom, baby. You're all getting arrested.
Oh, no!
They're gone. They're going to get us. Oh, it doesn't sound like a...
Wait. Look, Ja Rule's in the back seat. What the fuck?
Oh, how did he get there?
Casting director.
Ow!
Double penetration. Single penis.
Cesarean yeah. Section. Yeah.
Cleveland Steamer, what?
Gefilte fish.
Hot pocket.
Ow! Blog Talk Radio. We got the Blog Talk Lady. Swiss Beats.
I think it's going to be a rule now that we have to play the We Did It Again track every week on the radio show. Shit is already over it.
You're going to kill the value if you just go to it constantly. You need to make it a special treat.
Wait.
What was that, Sid?
I'm still laughing.
Louder.
I don't want to ever know all the words to that song, and you're going to force me to know the words.
Metallica. Always,
just when you thought it was over, just when you thought it was done.
We did it.
James Hetfield's part is like, more than this, never more your weapon, boy.
Louder.
What does Tom Araya think of that?
How was that, Noah?
I just snorted. I sound like an unkosher pig.
Are there any kosher pigs?
Are there kosher pigs, Noah? Tell us.
Isn't that like if they...
Rabbi Menachem Schneerson.
Like if filter fish.
I think if you smear gefilte fish on them, they're okay.
They're kosher. Thank you, Derek.
Noah thinks all Palestinian people are pigs.
Well, is this true, Noah? Is this true, Brick?
Because you're Israeli.
No. Well, okay, so not all of us dislike Palestinians.
Do you dislike Palestinians? No. On the record.
No, if they don't like me, I don't like them, but I don't have an issue. Live together, smoke weed.
Remember that when we used to have a radio show in our college many years ago, and there was this Palestinian... / Puerto Rican girl. They used to do a hip hop show.
I see her on the subway now sometimes, but we
really?
Don't see her.
Is she still hot?
Yeah, she's not bad.
She was hot then, but she was such a cunt.
Yeah, she was an idiot, but she was cute. She had a nice ass.
And she used to leave like they used to have just fucking parties during their show, and leave like weed and like beer cans and stuff in the studio.
Oh, and I mean like. Okay. All right. In the interest of full disclosure, we did the same exact thing.
We didn't leave any.
No, we cleaned it up, though. I'm not saying she shouldn't have smoked weed.
No. We smoked it all up. We didn't clean it all up.
No, what happened was one day I found blunt guts in the office desk. And it's like, come on. If you're going to fucking smoke a blunt, throw out the guts. Don't put it in the desk where, like, you know, some administrative person...
But how do you know that was her and her folks doing the blunt gun?
Well, it was like over the weekend.
And also, we heard their show, and they were like, yo, I'm lighting this fucking blunt, son. I'm dumping the guts in the drawer. You feel me? Now we're going to play a record while I dump these guts in the drawer so Rob can find them, son. You feel me? This is Jay-Z right here on WBCR. Yeah, we got that new Ja Rule joint, you feel me? Just let me dump these guts out right now, you feel me? And I'm going to play that Ja Rule joint coming up next. Seventh caller gets Eve 6 tickets. Seventh caller gets to bank Trina.
Speaking of callers, people, I know there's at least one person listening right now who wants to win either a free carcass, a free Alvin and the Chipmunks, or a free Cult of Luna CD.
Or all of them, or if you're the only caller.
Or all, there's an Evile CD and SSS.
What does CD. That stand for?
SSS? Thanks for SSS.
Sinister Sasha's Sausage.
Nice. But I'm taking that one.
Still no caller. What the fuck is wrong with you people? Why are you so shy? Why don't you want to talk to us? No, we could do. Why is this even a live cast? We could just hang out and record the show by ourselves. But no, we were like, let's make it live so people can call in and
they'll have a voice.
But you know what, a voice.
Dude, you're so whiny, man. Just play it off. Like we got thousands of callers.
Yeah, we're on the rack.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't want to talk to people.
No.
I don't want to talk to people anyway.
No, you're supposed to not even acknowledge it. Just be like, I will take one of these thousand callers later.
Oh, man.
I like it.
You're right.
Thank you, Darren, for teaching Rob how to make a radio.
Please call! Why are you calling?
Oh, my God, it worked! It worked! It worked! Hello, you're on the air. Oh, my God.
Really?
Who is this?
This is Chris. Again.
Chris, hello. Hello, Chris. Hold on, there's another caller. Hello.
Hello.
Number two.
Put your computer volume
hello?
Down.
Put your computer volume. Hello.
Yeah, you see, I said it.
Hey.
I can't
hear. And now we're on an infinite loop.
Hello?
All right.
Yeah, cool.
Dude, you need some headphones to turn me on to 11. Because that's not going to work. Sorry.
Where's Chris?
Chris,
are you
still
there?
I'm still here.
Chris.
Do you remember me?
How could we forget you?
He's the guy that won.
I won antagonist, and I still don't have it.
Yeah, well, you're going to have to wait at least another week for it.
Yeah,
probably.
We live out the fucking boondocks, man. We had to send this Pony Express.
Yeah. You're not even in, you don't even live in America.
Did you mail?
I live in America.
They can't deliver that shit to you.
Oh, you do live in America?
I am a proud resident of this US of A.
Oh.
Where are you from again?
I had a question.
Okay.
Can I win, like, another album?
Whoa, dude. We didn't even mail your first album.
So
yeah, exactly. That would be so cool if I got
it.
Two albums in the mail for free.
Well, I guess since you're like the only caller,
yeah.
He
turns down his speakers when
well, yeah. No, you actually call us from a phone as opposed to from your computer with the speakers on. So, sorry, you turned me on. So, what do you want, buddy?
What do you want? Do you want the carcass CD?
Yes, I want the carcass CD.
Damn.
You should have used reverse psychology. You should have been like, don't you want the Cult of Luna CD?
I'll
How about the Crowpath CD? Or the Alvin and the Chipmunks? No, I think you win the Alvin and the Chipmunks CD, dude.
Yeah, that's priority one.
I think that's the one you want.
I think I
all
have
right?
it.
What?
I think I have an album.
The Alvin and the Chipmunks Undeniable CD?
No, I have a different one.
You can give it to your kid sister.
You have a kid sister? Tell us
nah.
a little about yourself, Chris. Did you just call in to win free stuff? You don't really want to talk to me. Is that what it is?
Well, you know what? You want to talk?
Yeah.
You want to talk about the new Black Dahlia Murder guitarist?
Sure. What about him?
I think he's pretty rad.
He is pretty rad. He's old. Ryan, right? Is his name? Ryan?
Yeah, Brian Knight from Arsis.
Brian. Yeah, Brian.
Just how much do you know, Rob?
It was Ryan, but all right, Brian.
Rob listens to The Cure.
Anyway, I think, you know, people are talking. People say that they're not going to like the new album already, but they haven't even heard the new album. I think it's going to be a pretty new rad album.
I thought you told me that Brian is the one.
Yeah, he is. Brian, the other guitar player, is their, like, primary songwriter / lyrical writer.
Yeah, he wrote all the old songs.
Yeah.
He's still in the band. It's going to be
Frank.
Killer.
Frank, can
yep.
I ask you a question? You're on the show as a guest. Do you want to promote anything?
You know, when they told me that we were going to talk about the Christmas special.
We talked about it.
Yeah, a little bit.
Have you seen the Christmas special, Chris?
Yes, I did.
What did you think of it?
I thought it was great, but I personally like the one from 06 better.
The anti-Christmas special?
I like the Christmas special from 06.
Is there any reason?
But the flesh-eating zombies and the... Ghosts from Christmas Past and Present and everything.
Okay.
That was a killer time, too. But what did you like better about it?
Why did you like that one better?
Yeah,
I
like
feel
that
like
one better.
Yeah,
suddenly it's the Chris show.
Yeah, well.
Really?
That's what happens when you call on the show. We make the show about you. It's not like Howard Stern where we talk down to you. Fucking Howard Stern. I don't know what my vendetta with Howard Stern is.
What did he do to you?
He doesn't even know I'm alive. I'm quite jealous. But, Chris, why'd you like that one more than this one? Give us some thoughts.
You know what? It was more lo-fi. The new one, it was too well done.
You just took a shit right on Frank's face.
You just gave Frank the Cleveland steamer.
Man.
You just made
pores
you
are
all
opening
that
up.
Stuff that Frank worked hard on that he's really proud of. Yeah, that was unnecessary.
No, it's so good. I mean, you know, honestly, we worked really hard on the 2006 one.
Yeah, no,
Frank had just as many panic attacks during that one.
It's true. If not, maybe even more, because I think we did that entire special within 5 days.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
That was hard.
It was all shot in one day.
Yeah. But
it was like 2 days we shot it. We did like one day of shooting.
Yeah. There was that freezing day we were around your house. And,
oh, my God.
All the me stuff, Darren. You know, the star.
Was in a white beater.
We had to shoot Rob, like, walking down the street, and, like, he would get out of the car, be like, oh, my God, it's a fucking cold, and then he'd have to pretend like he was walking around being happy.
And I had to like Christmas, and I hate Christmas.
And then it was like, cut, all right, sprint back to the fucking car.
This is Hollywood Secrets for you, Chris. And you know what else was funny, Chris? You know how Greg from the Red Cord is in the special, right?
That was the very first thing we shot.
That was before
the full script was even.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So the funny thing is that, when we wrote that, our wishful goal was that ghost would be played by Odorous from GWAR.
Forgot about that.
Yeah, and we asked him, and he seemed pretty cool about it. But then the day of, he got, really pissed off at his label, and he canceled every interview that he had going on. And so then they were like, no, he's not going to do it.
What a pussy.
We were kind of, caught in the middle of, a fight between them and the label, which I'm sure... is over stuff way more important than our little Christmas special. But then we had to ask Greg because he was on tour with them. He was like, yeah, I'll do it. I don't care. Was it a few lines? And then we hand him the script, and then it's like he had to read like paragraphs at a time. And he was like, what?
Yeah, he had no idea what was going on.
And I think we should put up the bloopers from that on the website because dude took forever. I mean, it's not his fault. He was like a total trooper.
No, he was great sport.
Yeah, he was really awesome to work with. He was like very patient with us. But it
did take
forever.
Like an hour.
Yeah, there are a few awkward edits in there. It's just because we couldn't get him to do a full take, right?
That's so funny when he goes, bird flu.
Yeah.
That was all him. That was all him, by the way.
Adding words.
He kicked ass.
Yeah, he ruled.
Not great.
Ready, for go!
I felt really bad about, we took up the dressing room for a good hour at least.
Yeah, they were sharing
a dressing
room.
All the bands were late to the stage.
No, this was after soundtrack or during.
I'm joking.
It was during
soundtrack. It was during soundtrack because we had to stop taping while they were playing songs. I remember that.
This was during the show. We took him off the stage.
Yeah, we're like, come on, stop playing. Stop finishing fine. No, but Greg is awesome. We love Greg. Chris, do you love Greg?
I think he's a pretty rad dude. He had a rad beard. I liked his beard a lot.
Well, can I ask a question? Like, where do they say rad still? Because I never hit New York.
Really?
Yeah, we never had rad going.
It's coming back a little bit.
Yeah, I've heard it.
Something? I totally forgot.
New Jersey.
Jersey?
What part?
We're going to have to take away that at Carcass City and send it over there.
Sorry.
Why do you even have to send it? Just make them come here and pick it up.
Yeah, yeah.
Just
come on over, buddy.
Take all the crappy CDs.
Bring pizza while you're
get on the PATH train, motherfucker.
I'm sure you're looking for any reason to leave Jersey that you could find anyway. So.
Where you guys live? Brooklyn?
Yeah, Brooklyn.
Damn. You know what? That is pretty close. I might as well get on the PATH and come.
Can you do it now?
All over our faces.
Now?
The pink eye.
Perfect.
Yeah, give us a little
pink
eye.
He's going to pink eye us now. Nice going. He's going to give you a Cleveland Arabian Hot Pocket. Chili dog.
So I have a question for Chris. What was your favorite part of the new special, this year's special?
What did you like about it?
Our question.
If anything.
What did I like about the new part of the special?
The naked chick.
For like that half a second. I like the intestines spilling out of
that. That was okay. That's what I liked about it. Intestines are good.
See, it was more of like a horror movie than a comedy. It was a horror-omedy.
Sinister Sasha, good. Thumbs up for Sinister Sasha.
How about that female succubus? What do you think of her? The chick who wanted to fuck.
Stole the show, dude. She was fucking awesome. Cause she had to sit there with that fucking makeup all day long getting made up.
Everybody is such a great sport, but yeah, she ruled. Kate rules.
Yeah.
And then she's like all pissed and like I don't blame her for being all, you know. And then she has to jump into character and be funny, and she still nailed it.
Yeah, that last line, the where they're at the party and everybody dies, like. You just, like, added that, like, 2 seconds before we shot it, and she did a great job.
Yeah. She's a pro. Right, Chris? You liked her? Did you? You
yep.
Like.
I give a thumbs up.
Dude, the worst party ever. There's nobody left to fuck.
Siskel and Ebert of Metal Injection.
Yeah, you're our one. You're the voice of the people, because no one else to call.
Yo, are you guys having this show again next Friday?
We do it every Friday, yo. I don't know why.
I'm gonna call again next Friday.
We're gonna have to change the show to the Metal Injection Livecast with Rob, Noah, 3D, and Chris. That's
you should be like a Howard Stern caller and just start pranking people and saying like Rob's penis and hanging up, and then play it back for us on the air.
Like call in CNN and then let us know about it.
Yeah, just be like. Keller's intestines, and then hang up, and then everyone will know what you're talking about.
We'll know. We'll fucking know, right? Right, Chris? Right?
Yup.
Like, fuck Christmas, everybody.
Hooray, Jesus.
How was your Christmas, Chris? Are you of the Christian faith?
I'm an atheist, but I still got presents anyway.
Sell out.
For one day. He'll decide. He'll
he's
do
a
again.
Jew. He's a Jew. He takes
I'm not Jewish.
He just says he's an atheist. Well, you hear how hostile that was? I'm not fucking Jewish.
I am not Jewish.
Those fucking Jews, you. Right? Oh, my gosh.
Well, not smear gefilte fish.
Oh, hold on.
No, dude, gefilte fish is tasty.
Say what you think about the Jews. Go ahead.
What do you think about Jews?
Tell
you know what?
Though.
They're nice, generous people.
No, wait, hold on. Take them off the air. Okay, go ahead. Tell
us now. You're not on the
they
air.
Are nice, generous people that make tasty food.
Oh, but tell us how you
he
really
just
feel.
Get killed.
No, you're not on the air anymore, dude. For real. Go ahead.
I'm being serious.
He knows that Jews control the media, so he's
pretty
smart.
That's a smart guy right there.
So what'd you get for Christmas, Chris?
Yo, I got some food. Yeah.
Yes, food.
I love food.
I hope it's not perishable.
No, that's how they do it in Jersey.
What do what in Jersey?
That's how they.
Wait, what, get some Ritz crackers for Christmas? What'd you get?
No,
Bujanina.
Got like jelly beans because jelly beans are tasty.
Okay, that's a passable present.
You didn't get like a fucking Guitar Hero. You got a fucking food. What the fuck?
Dude, I hate Guitar Hero.
Why,
thank you.
Why do you hate Guitar Hero?
I agree with him.
You can spend all your time playing real guitar instead of Guitar Hero.
Thank you.
Awesome.
If you want to spend all your time playing real guitar, you can do that. But if you want to play video games, you want to play a video game with
okay,
metal.
Can you just agree with me that it gives people a false sense of accomplishment?
You can say that about a lot of
it really does.
Yeah, what does that mean? That's like any video game. That's the point of a video game. Yeah.
Okay, you guys just don't.
Why don't you look at it?
With the exception of Frank,
you
guys don't get it because you've never learned to play an instrument.
No, I completely understand what you're saying, but I don't think the sense of accomplishment is the issue.
Yeah.
I think the issue is that you could. It's just as easy to spend your time learning the actual guitar as it is to spend your time.
Right, and shouldn't people be doing that?
Right,
sure,
but what does
no,
that have to do with yeah, plus, at the same time, don't you think?
One at a time, please.
Yeah, I think Noah's just disturbed by the people who boast about their guitar.
Well, those people should kill themselves.
Yeah,
no, those people are stupid, but think about it. They're like 9 and 10-year-olds who never thought about playing an instrument or doing anything, and they found this game, and now they're into guitar.
But this
no,
is
they're
instrument.
Into a plastic guitar.
Right,
not into
okay,
learning
but granted, but a percentage of that of those people will want to move on to learning an actual guitar, right? And
hopefully.
Those people,
but they won't because it's not as easy as Guitar Hero. And it doesn't give
no,
them
but if you
the,
really
the gratification fast enough.
If you really want to, well, then they wouldn't be getting into guitar anyway. It's not that like that's going to turn them off from
but
playing
guitar.
But you know
what? I mean, the way I see it is that, hey, you know, good for them. Fuck them. Like, that
yeah,
leaves more room for us as musicians.
But it's also good for musicians because it's actually an outlet where bands can make money off their music.
That's the only part that I agree with.
Let me ask you, Rob, how do you feel about people playing air guitar?
Well, that I think is retarded.
So that the same thing?
I mean,
it is, actually.
It doesn't bother me.
They have those air guitar competitions.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Guitar Hero doesn't bother me either, per se. I mean, you could play whatever the fuck you want. I play some games.
No, I think playing, like, I've done air guitar at a party drunk. Sure. That's great. But a competitive sport in quotations, I think that's a little ridiculous. And I think it's just as ridiculous to have, like, competitive Guitar Hero tournaments or, like, the major league of gaming. Like, that all that, I think, is just, like, pushing a little too far. But I don't think there's anything wrong with inviting a few friends over and just jamming on plastic instruments. Yeah!
No, nothing wrong with it at all.
Web design video game, though.
What?
The web design video game.
Oh, it teaches you nothing about web design. I hate it.
False and this game teaches you nothing about music. What's playing music?
No, not it doesn't teach you anything about playing music, but it teaches you bands that you might.
It
not
teaches
know.
You about doesn't it teach you about rhythm? You need like a rhythm to play it.
Speaking
like,
of
you
all,
it's not
even like in time.
If you play on a harder difficulty, it gets more time.
It's not even close to being.
It's totally the same. You guys are wrong. You guys
don't
know what you're talking about. Clearly. It's all you guys learn.
Two musicians against two non-musicians. It'll never
happen. Exactly.
I noticed that every time you turn on ESPN now, they're playing Madden. They have like Madden competitions.
Madden Nation, yeah, that show's been on for a couple of years. It's awful.
It's really the same fucking thing. They have the
watching other people.
Yeah, the guy playing, controlling real football players with his little Xbox controller is being interviewed on screen. Like, yeah, you know, I should have run a cover two right there. You know, I don't know. I fucked up, man. Cause like,
Chris, do you play Madden? Chris, do you play Madden?
Yeah. I had Madden 99 for N64. I was horrible at it. I was so bad at it.
I had Madden 68 on my modded Pong console. It was before Madden actually even played football. So I'm much more hardcore than you. You're a total sellout.
Dude, you're much more hardcore than me. Dude, I wasn't even thought about in 68. Christ.
I had Madden 48. From when Madden was in third grade. That was by far the best gameplay of any Madden game. It was just like you actually picked up a football and threw it around and people tackled you in the backyard. And like you played football with a real football. It was the sickest gameplay of any fucking Madden game. It was really realistic.
Was it three-dimensional?
Yeah, and like holographic and all that shit too.
Dude, how were the graphics?
Fucking amazing. Like you thought it was a real person because it was.
So, since we're on the topic of video games, I've had a problem beating Mega Man 3 on my phone. I've
really?
Beaten, like,
no, doesn't beating Mega Man just give you a false sense of hope?
Really?
I love beating Mega Man.
Because then people would not actually want to become Mega Man and, like, shoot fucking little power pellets at monsters.
You said I look like a testicle.
You called me a fat ass, you bitch.
Yeah. You said I have a shout.
Hang up on her.
Yeah,
oh, wait.
Yeah.
I don't have nothing bad to say about Frank.
Aw.
To his face.
Yeah, exactly. Coward.
Frank, get out of the room.
Frank, you're an asshole. There, are you happy?
That didn't sound real.
Your
do it
shoes
again.
Are not good enough.
See, if you had practiced on insulting Frank Hero, you would have been better at insulting Frank.
All right, so back to Mega Man. If anyone knows how to beat Willy...
I beat Willy all the time.
Dr. Willy. If anyone knows how to beat Dr. Willy, I can't get...
Is it
Willy?
I thought it was Wily.
It's Wily, yeah. She's mistaken. She's really. She can't read. Throw some gefilte fish on the game console.
Wait a minute. Have I ever seen
Just take your NES and just throw some fucking gefilte fish inside.
Well, just to be fair, though, no, this is English is Noah's second language.
It is. I'm an immigrant.
Sanskrit is her first language.
I'm going to tell you, Noah, I don't know if you ever... Everybody shut up. I'm going to tell Noah how to beat Dr. Wily. Okay,
okay.
Ready?
Willy.
Up, up, down, down, left, right, B-A, start, select.
I
don't have start and select on my phone, though.
Oh,
but, okay, the whole thing is that
she just shit all over your joke.
Hold on, I'm trying to play
she
it.
She just didn't get it.
Not, nothing. Hey, Chris,
she
have
gave
you ever
joke
played Mega Man?
Cleveland Steamer.
Oh, no.
She wrapped her joke in Saran Wrap.
She no-sold it. She's like,
on
Jim,
it.
She's like the Jim Hellwig of the live cast. She no-sold my joke.
All right, hold on. So, like, I'm jumping on this thing and...
Are you playing the fucking game now? What the fuck?
I want, like, a real-life reenactment.
What do you think? This is live cast Hero? And you get a duel afterwards?
Why didn't you start a real radio show? I don't know.
About video games? That's a good idea.
Talk Radio. One show at a fucking time, please.
We only have 8 minutes left in the show.
And his name is spelled W-I-L-Y, so wouldn't
Wily.
Wily. Or Willy.
Willy is two L's.
Willy is two L's.
Noah, spell Willy.
W-I-L-Y.
Spell Will.
Where's the Price is Right music for this? Hold on, ready? Noah, spell Willy. Go.
Okay, wait, I need the music.
Spell it.
Okay, it's W-I-L-Y.
We're sorry, Noah. Here's some consolation prizes.
Have you seen enough Willies to know this?
You're beating Alvin and the Chipmunk CD.
Yay. Can I get the carcass?
Don't forget to spay and neuter.
I actually have putrefaction.
Oh, so why do you need it?
Because that has additional features, so I would like that one.
You know what?
You're fucking glomming all our prizes, and some poor listener out there afraid to call because there's going to be nothing left.
Chris?
What? Yeah.
Dude, it's your CD. Do you want to give it to Noah or do you want
I can send you the original one if you want. I'll give
Let them play a game against each other to see who gets it, and it'll be spelling oriented.
How about a spelling bee?
Spelling bee, go.
Spelling bee.
Spell putrefaction.
Oh, that's easy.
Oh, that's
okay.
A good one.
P-U...
Get that music ready.
R-E-F-A-C-T-I-O-N. Putrefaction.
Ding.
Oh,
no, she was right.
That's right.
Oh, shit. All right, now, Chris, you spell cat.
C-A-T. I've seen that commercial
ding,
before.
Ding. All right, he got the tough one in that round.
Yeah.
Noah, spell deoxyribonucleic acid.
DNA.
Sorry.
You lose.
Perfect.
All right.
Chris, any last things you want to ask us before we have to wrap this thing up? What do you want to see more of on Metal Injection? Let us know.
I want to see more live clips of Black Dahlia Murder with their new guitarist.
Well, if he comes to New York and they play at a venue that'll allow taping, we'll definitely have it for you, buddy.
Can I answer that question, too? I want to see more tits.
Rob's tits.
My tits?
No.
We'll start a new show.
Actually, weren't we just planning something with showing our tits?
That's right. We were going to do a commercial for the live cast.
That's not too much.
And it was basically going to be
Don't say it.
Okay, we're not going to give it away.
Oh, is it one of those things where I'll find out when I get there?
Yeah.
And there'll be no way to back it.
Yeah.
As usual?
You'll all
find
out.
Something you'll like, I think. You're going to laugh at this.
We're shooting it next weekend. Be there.
Okay. Let me just tell you, Noah, any embarrassment you may feel will be tenfold us.
Don't worry. We're getting the front end.
Wait, am I going to give you guys a Hot Pocket or a Cleveland Steamer?
I only wish.
I got the
saran wrap ready.
Anyway, Chris, thank you for calling in. We will definitely
No problem.
But we're going to send them in like a week or so because we're
at
home and neither of us leave our house. So it'll get there.
We're all hermits.
Yeah.
Thanks for kicking my ass at the spelling bee.
No problem.
So we're coming to the 4 minutes left. This is the time just flies by. Yeah.
We only took one music break, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're full of conversing. I guess when you have five people talking as opposed to four.
Well, Rob, don't you count as three? Oh.
What's with the fat jokes?
Somebody cut her mic.
I might as well live up to what you guys are making me out to be. So I'll just be an asshole.
Yeah. The chicken and the egg, honey.
What?
So let's recap what we learned this show. What did we learn? Well, we learned that cthulhu fish is the answer to all the world's problems.
Right.
Especially the Middle East problem. Like, that could totally be resolved by cthulhu fish.
Exactly.
And if you have
fake breasts,
you can breast milk.
And your nipples might still work.
And...
Learn how to spell putrefaction correctly, but not Willy.
Yeah.
Not Willy, no.
I still don't know how to beat Dr. Willy.
And we have a new cast member in Chris.
Yeah, Chris is going to be our Siskel and Ebert of Metal Injection.
He's the voice of the people. He lets us know.
Yeah.
He must let us know. And,
what's up?
And, Frank, what did you learn this week, Frank? What did you learn?
Absolutely nothing.
Good.
Sid, what did you learn?
Mission accomplished.
I just think it's sort of scary that the voice of the people comes from Jersey. I don't know. I think that there needs to be a vote on that.
Isn't Shredstein from Jersey?
Well, Shredstein is from Jersey.
There you go.
He might be.
Why don't you get him on the phone for the last 2 minutes?
To have all the answers.
Why don't we get Bill on the phone?
Let me get him here. He has a lot of conditions.
Kim doesn't answer his phone. Let's hear his voicemail message.
Oh, hello. You have reached the voicemail of Bill Shredstein. I have not picked up your phone call right now because I do not recognize your phone number. And unless my mother or my agent, I will not pick up the phone. Please leave a message, and if you are an important person, I will give you a call back. Beep.
Wow, he even says beep. Look at that.
Yeah,
He's too good for a regular beep.
No, he probably had that custom installed at those shops. He was the best one.
Yeah, so I guess we have, 60 seconds at this point?
96, the Blog Talk Radio came on. Did you hear that trick there?
No, it only comes, I noticed that on the playback last week. It only comes over, we only hear it in the studio.
Yeah, we only hear it in the beautiful Metal Injection
studios.
So all the jokes we made about that bitch, no one gets them. Unless they call in, they hear it.
Oh, yeah, you hear the bitch. But, well, thank you to Chris. Thank you, Darren. Thank you for calling in while you're stuck at home with.
You're on life support.
My pleasure. I love all of you.
Thank you.
He's a dedicated guy.
Thank you for calling us in. And Frank, thank you for coming and sitting in.
Yeah, thank you.
After some draining drum tracking that you've been doing for some top secret projects.
It's true.
And Noah, thank you for being a cunt. And
you're welcome. I'm really good at that.
I need something consulting for all of us. And Sid,
thanks to Sasha.
Oh, Sid, of course. Thank you. You have 10 seconds. Sid, you want to close us out with something?
I just want to second the whole Noah being cunt thing.
Okay, testicle.
Third it. Really. Goodbye, everybody.
I guess. Peace. I guess as it goes out, we'll go out on this.
Thanks.